With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden, fighting to save his endangered re-election effort, used a highly anticipated TV interview Friday to repeatedly reject taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he's up for serving another term in office, while blaming his disastrous debate performance on a bad episode and saying there were no indications of any serious condition. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about calls from more Democrats for the president to drop his reelection bid.
The president, the campaign, has spoke very, very clearly about this. He is, and I'm going to kind of be careful here, quote what the president is saying. He's staying in the race. He's not going anywhere.
One influential Democratic senator is working on a nascent push that would encourage the president to exit the race. Texas's Gulf Coast is keeping a watchful eye on Tropical Storm Beryl as it emerges from Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and strengthens over the Gulf of Mexico once again. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says a large swath of eastern Texas will start feeling the effects of Hurricane Beryl by Sunday, with high winds and the chance of flooding in the days ahead.
This is the time now, if you're in the hurricane or storm surge watch area, to protect your home, put up your shutters, cover your windows, be ready to secure your doors, loose items. Determine if you're going to have to go to a shelter if you're asked to evacuate. Know what your sheltering options are. Keep in mind your pets, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, other folks who might need help evacuating or otherwise preparing for the storm.
A slow-moving and potentially record-setting heat wave is spreading across the western U.S., sending many residents in search of a cool haven from the dangerously high temperatures. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 67 points, the Nasdaq rose 164. This is SRN News. A report card for Congress.
It comes from Family Research Council Action, and it finds that of 535 members of the House and Senate, 74 have a perfect voting record when it comes to issues having to do with faith, family, and freedom. All of the 100 percenters are members of the Republican Party. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, Americans should be encouraged to know that they have so many members of Congress who are standing strong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Plans to tear down a small Texas church where a gunman in 2017 killed more than two dozen worshipers are on hold. A judge approved a temporary restraining order sought by some families at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs to delay demolition. Following the shooting, the sanctuary was turned into a memorial. The interior was painted white and chairs with the names of those killed were placed there. The church then voted in 2021 to tear down the building. This is SRN News. In Great Britain, new Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the country has voted for the return of politics to public service in his first speech as Prime Minister. We hear more from correspondent Naeun Kim reporting from London.
Britain's Labour leader Keir Starmer is officially the Prime Minister after receiving the formal blessing of King Charles, arriving at 10 Downing Street with his wife Victoria to roaring applause from supporters. In his first speech as PM, Starmer vows to lead a government of service, marking the beginning of a new Britain.
Politics can be a force for good. We will show that. We've changed the Labour Party, returned it to service, and that is how we will govern. Country first, party second.
Naeun Kim, London.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.